Well, June Dairy Month kicked off in a big way in Brown County with about 6,000 people enjoying time at Calf Source for the big breakfast on the farm. Secretary of Agriculture Ben Brancel talked a little bit about the Wisconsin dairy industry and asked him to give me a status report.
Today, doing very, very well. The milk prices are there. The farmers are producing a lot of milk. Our processors are anxious to receive that milk, and the international as well as the domestic marketplace is very strong.
And confirming that strong international market is the latest report from the USDA on agricultural exports. According to Chief Economist Joe Glauber, this year we are going to be breaking export numbers again, and this time it's not just because of higher prices, but stronger volume.
The big story here is that we've done a lot bigger business in corn and soybeans than what we had anticipated when we did these numbers back in February. The big change, of course, is corn. We're up 7 million tons. We're now projecting corn exports at 48 million tons. That's up 7 million tons from what we were carrying in February and way over, almost 30 million tons higher than what we exported in the last fiscal year.
And Glauber says we also expect to see livestock exports up, which is good news for dairy.
You know, our export forecast for livestock, poultry, and dairy, we raised that $600 million. That will now be a record $32.2 billion. Most of that increase, by the way, is in dairy and beef, and that's kind of offset some of the decline that we saw in pork.
Well, speaking of agricultural exports, we do talk a lot about our trade partnerships, and it was back in 2009 when the president did announce the intention of the U.S. to participate in the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Those negotiations have been ongoing, and a meeting was held in mid-May, which is now raising some questions. It seems that while we're still wanting to be part of the TPP, Japan is looking to shield its primary agricultural products from competition. That has people like Shannon Schleck saying, maybe we should move on without Japan.
The expectation is that other countries will eventually join the Trans-Pacific Partnership throughout this Asia-Pacific region. So it could become a much larger package, which would mean a lot of new markets and consumers. So we want to make sure that we get this right and that we get a good, ambitious, again, comprehensive outcome that provides good market access and that sets that good precedent for future talks.
Well, this morning you'll see block cheese open up at $1.96 a pound, barrels $1.93 and 0.25 cents per pound, and AA butter prices at $2.30. Over on the Class 3 trade, May will open today at $22.63. June, after gaining 16 cents on Friday, will price to $20.74, and September now is at $20.26. Board of Trade, after losing 3 cents on Friday, July corn's at 466 and 1/2 cent per bushel, September 459. Soybeans for July down 4 3/4 at 1494 and 1/4 cent. September drops to 1288 and 1/4 cent. Wheat for July off 4 at 628 and 1/2 cent per bushel. Over on our livestock trade, fed cattle market, choice beef steers and heifers are steady, 128 to 145. Holstein steers, 112 to 129. Slaughter cows steady to weaker, most of them priced from 90 to 116, with the cutter and utility cows, 76 to 90. Replacement bull calves, 225 to 325. Heifer calves, $1.50 to 250. Butcher hogs, 74 to 85. Feeder lambs, 175 and down. And the market lambs, 155 and down. And that is your lowdown on prices. Again, hope you will enjoy an outstanding June dairy month by not only visiting an outstanding dairy operation, but enjoying those delicious and nutritious dairy products. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.